I think this this crisis is coming is going to be sort of Enron cubed.
There you go. Yeah.
And as a result, I think it's going to wake a lot of people up, and people are not going to listen to the nonsense anymore. And eventually, I had someone the other day said, you know, I used to really worry about this climate change until I figured out that if two or three volcanoes erupt this year, you're going to reduce the temperature of the planet by a degree. He said, so why are we spending billions, hundreds of billions of dollars and destroying people's jobs and livelihood because we're trying to lower the temperature when two or three volcanoes will do it anyway? I think we're going to see more and more and more of that sort of thing. I think the scam is going to be revealed. But remember, and you understand this, a lot of these things have been converted into theology. I mean, you can't have a rational discussion about data because it's become religious.
Yeah, it's a cult, right? Yeah.
Either you believe in what I believe in or you're the enemy.
Right.
And that's what they've managed to do. Now, what do the people at the top, what does Schwab really believe? Or Bill Gates, or any number of these people? I have no idea. Who knows? Because they're at the level of manipulators. They are oligarchs, and they're dabbling and playing. That's about it. But that can end very suddenly. It ended in 1789 in France. It ended in 1917 in Russia. It ended in 1932 in Germany. It ended very suddenly in 1935, 36, 37 in Spain. These things suddenly stop because the population becomes aware and says enough is enough.
With a title like Joe versus the Volcano, one is tempted to ask, who wins?
It's the volcano. You can't stop a volcano. A volcano is a volcano. You can only go down and face it. Once you face it, then you're done.